St. John of Matha.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today's saint, St. John of Matha, grew up in France, and as a young boy, he learned many useful trades. He was not only did he learn to read and write and went to school to study, but he even learned to ride a horse and ride well and to do sword fighting, you know, somewhat sort of like how the older boys fence here in the school even, but more for combat rather than for sport. But despite all of that, he didn't want the life of a military man. He didn't want to become a soldier. Instead, his favorite activity growing up was to actually do works of mercy and to spend a lot of time in prayer. So when he did get old enough, he decided instead of entering the military, he was going to become a hermit because that allowed him to spend as much time as he wanted in prayer. And so he made himself a little hermitage on his father's land. But unfortunately, much to his dismay, too many people came around to see him while he was supposed to be in his hermitage and kept disturbing his silence and his solitude. So he decided, well, you know, it's not going to work out. Maybe I'll just go off and I'll study for the priesthood. Maybe that's what God's calling me to. So he did. He went to Paris. He did well in his schoolwork. He worked hard on it and became a priest and was ordained. And then after his ordination, he was offering his first Mass. His first Mass, he was saying it, and during the Mass, God inspired him in the middle of his Mass. And he inspired him with a very important mission that St. John of Matha was going to undertake. What he was to do was to go out and ransom Christians who were captured by the Muslims. You see, at that time, the Muslims were capturing as many Christians as they could as they tried to take over all the land. And when they captured them, they would do usually one of two things to them. They would either make them slaves and make them work in terrible, terrible environments, or they would torture them and beat them and do all sorts of horrible things to them until they either apostatized from the Christian faith and gave it up altogether and became Muslim, or they died. One of the two was the option. And so God inspired St. John to help these poor Christians out, to get them out of that terrible situation. And so, realizing that this was sent to him from heaven, he decided, well, before I go on such an important mission, I better take some time and make a little retreat. I better take some time in prayer to get myself spiritually prepared to go out on such a dangerous trek. So he went and met with another saint to be, Saint Felix of Valois, who was a hermit at that time. And he met with him and told him that he wanted to make a retreat and spend some time in silence and prayer. And one day, they were talking together about spiritual things down by a river. And St. Felix asked him what exactly was he preparing for. So St. John told him that he was preparing to go out and rescue and ransom the Christians. And the way he described it and the way he spoke about it was so eloquent and so edifying that on the spot, St. Felix decided, I'm coming with you. I'm joining you and we're going to do this together. And they did, and they formed an entire order, actually, to do it, the Order of the Most Holy Trinity. And as whoever joined this order, it was their duty to do the same, to do whatever they could to save Christians from the hands of the Muslims. And they were very successful at this a lot of times. They rescued, St. John and St. Felix worked together, and they themselves rescued hundreds of Christians from certain death at the hands of the Muslims. And even though oftentimes the Muslims could be bribed, so they'd go out and they'd take up collections from people and get all sorts of gold and jewels and things like that and bring it to the Muslims, and they could bribe them to oftentimes give up the Christians, it didn't always make all the Muslims very happy, even though they were getting rich off of it. And sometimes they would get downright angry and even try to kill St. John and St. Felix. And in one such occasion, they decided, well, gee, you know, he's going to give us all his money, and then we'll have to do something so that way that they can't get out of here, and then just capture them all back again and have the money and the slaves. So they did. They decided they were going to take his ship, and they destroyed all the sails, cut them all up to small pieces, and destroyed the rudder of the ship. The rudder is the big fin in the back that steers which direction it goes. And they figured, well, gee, now he won't have any way of getting out of here if we do this. So we'll take his money, and then we'll take them all back. Well, God had different things in mind. St. John put his total trust in our Lord when he saw the state of his ship when he returned to the shore. He realized that it was certainly not in any type of sailing state at that point. So he decided, you know what? Everybody, take off your cloaks, and we're going to put them together, and we're going to make sails out of those instead. They're going to destroy our sails. We'll use our coats instead. And then he knelt down on the ship and held in his hand a crucifix and began to pray all the psalms. And as he recited the psalms, our Lord took care of the rest, used the ship and set it in motion, and they were able to escape all the way back to France, safe and unharmed, because of how much he trusted and prayed to our Lord. So you see, that's what we all need to do. Have that level of trust in your prayers. Imagine having a ship that was all torn to pieces and thinking you weren't going to be able to get anywhere. Do you think you have enough faith in God to rely on him to be able to move it for you? Most of us would have to say probably not. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't. We should all strive to have that much faith and trust in God. To strive to be holy in every way and completely give up of ourselves to whatever God's will was. I'm sure Saint Felix and Saint John of Matha didn't want to risk their lives from a natural point of view, but that was God's will for them. So they happily did so to help other Christians out. God is going to call each and every one of us to do certain things in our lives. Trust in him. Allow yourself to do whatever he wants you to do. And if you have faith in it, no matter what, how big the task is going to be that he sets out for you, if you have faith in him, he will give you the necessary graces and the necessary tools to do what you need to do as commanded by him. But it has to start with that little seed of faith, that little seed that St. John of Matha had all throughout his entire mission in life of ransoming the captive Christians from the Muslims. Pray to him today for that extra faith that you need in your lives, and trust in God that he will give it to you. May God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.